Talking to Coach Nick Adamick for the Steel County Blades. As far as the most recent weekend, as we're talking, you guys had the shootout win over Hudson, a shootout loss to the Moose. Exciting to be in close games, but I'm sure that game against the Moose, you really, really wanted that one.
Yeah, we really did. We had opportunities to put it away, with a penalty shot in overtime and plenty of opportunity in the shootout to get it done. We feel like we let that one slip away. We didn't play our best, we thought, on that Sunday. Maybe it was coming off the high of winning in the shootout on Saturday. Maybe that translated into a slow start for us come Sunday. And I think we did. I thought we started off pretty slow and remained pretty slow throughout the rest of the game. But I'm proud of the guys for getting 3 or 4 points against two very good hockey teams.
Mm-hmm. And did pull things together to tie that Sunday game late, so with your backs to the wall and the extra attacker, that turned out all right?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Mavali has a fantastic release, and putting himself under that pressure to put that on net and put it where he put it, it was a beautiful goal. I'm happy that our guys were able to overcome. But obviously, it wasn't the goal we were hoping for when it was all said and done. So.
Moose got that one. The day before, though, as you've indicated, the win over Hudson was nice, but also a scenario where you were behind, right?
Yeah, yep. We were down 1-0 early in the game, and then we battled back to come up 2-1. They were able to score a late goal on a 5-on-3 against us. I thought our PK was pretty good throughout the entire night. Obviously, going down 5-on-3 puts us in a situation where you have to get lucky, and we weren't in that situation, but our guys played really hard the entire game. That was the big thing we took away from it, was we weren't perfect, but we played extremely hard. We made it really hard for Hudson to play against us, and that's obviously a lot of fun to see.
Is that a recurring theme, the playing hard? Have you seen that from the team most of the way through the season so far?
Most of the way, yep. We've had some, like I said, we had an off game on Sunday. The last time we played the Blue Hawks was also an off game, but
yep.
For the most part, our guys go pretty hard. They're all pretty well bought in with each other and what our goals are. So it was, we tend to be a hard team to play against, and we want to continue to carry that on throughout the entire season.
How much do you work on shootouts and practice and that?
Every Wednesday we have a shootout competition to see who loses. We'll be changing that to see who wins moving on in the future. We do work on shootouts weekly. We need to make sure we put a little bit more emphasis on scoring goals in it, though.
MEA weekend high school sports are off for the weekend, but the Blades are not off. You play Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. A little preview of upcoming games.
Yeah, big weekend, right? We've got Rum River, who's, I'm sure, looking to avenge the two wins we've put up against them so far. On Friday night, and then a Saturday matinee game against the Blue Ox, and I know that our guys are looking forward to that game as well, coming off the beating they put on us the last time we played them. So we want to see who can get up in the series 2-1. We know we can beat them, but we also know that if we take nights off, they have the ability to take it to us. And then we're excited to see the Dells coming to town. Haven't seen them yet this year. I know they're off to a bit of a slow start, but I know they are a team that lays everything out on the ice every time they play, and they've got a pretty good culture going on there, so we're hoping that we are ready for them come Sunday. I know they will be playing their third game in 3 days as well as us, so hopefully we have the better legs and can take it from there.
All right, good luck to you, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Roy.